This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hanna. Todd Mitchell. Kevin Flynn. Back manning the controls. What's On Your Mind World Headquarters. 3500 East Rosser in Bismarck. Long I-29 in Fargo. I am in Norway today. Daniel, Dan the Man's taking your calls. 800-228-0550. You guys ever had chippers? Probably had chippers before.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There, and the Whitman family actually started in Crookston and came to Grand Forks years ago, and now is spread. Of course, they're in Fargo and other places as well. Are responsible for this wonderful little delicacy where they do chocolate-covered potato chips. Well, I hate to tell you, but a candy bar I'm looking at with a bunch of words on it I can't pronounce has stolen the idea. So it's a chocolate candy bar, Norwegian candy bar, and there's chips in the candy bar. Does that make sense? You know, like how the Nestle Crunch has, I don't know what those crunch things are in those, like Rice Krispies or something.
Sure.
Right? This is actual potato chips.
Huh.
And they have a brand of potato chips here called Sorlands that are really good, like a salty kind of, I don't know, I don't know how to describe the chip, but and then they obviously have little pieces of those in the candy bar. So there's no need to come home now. Yes, I really can just live here for the rest of my life.
No, you need to come home.
Thought I was going to have to come back for the chippers, but no, I guess not. Yeah, you're thinking I do need to come home.
Send a case to yourself.
All right, there I go.
Yeah, there you go.
Good idea. Wonderful. Yes. Anyway, another hour of our broadcast live from the Norway studio today. Tynset, Norway is where I'm at today. I don't know if our next guest has been to Tynset before, but I know he's been to Norway and toured this fine part of the world. The one and only Lynn Helms, Director of the Department of Mineral Resources for the great state of North Dakota. Welcome back to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Scott. Glad to hear that you are enjoying sunny Norway. The sun never sets in northern Norway this time of year.
I know. Well, you know, we went all the way to the North Cap to see the midnight sun this year. I call it the North Cape. They call it North Cop, I guess, is the Norwegian word. But as far north as you can go, for sure on the European continent, I saw signs all over that said northernmost point of the world. So I'm not sure which, but there was no sun, Lynn. I hate to tell you, we've had a lot of cloudy days, a lot of rainy days, and so we didn't see much of the sun this trip. I did last time. I saw the midnight sun last time, but yeah, no, it is odd though to get used to it not getting dark. It doesn't get dark here, so.
There you go. Well, while we're on that topic, we were just thinking about Norway's crude oil production, about 1.648 million barrels a day. The North Dakota production will probably surpass that by 2025. So we're, you know, when we think about the history of Norway and their tremendous oil production, and they're now declining, but Bakken crude oil production is expected to go back into a growth mode here this summer. And so we're looking forward to that day when we can produce the same amount of crude oil as the country of Norway.
Yes, won't that be something? And folks should know, Norway was a poor country. Norway was not a wealthy country at all, and it was a very, very poor country. It's one of the reasons I think it still had, you know, there's a simpler way of life here because, you know, the older generations grew up in a very different Norway than they do now. But it has become the Norway that it is with incredible infrastructure, and obviously it's a small country with about 5-6 million people, so they're able to do a lot of things, but that's all been because of oil. I mean, oil has really taken this country to a whole another place after, when did that start? 60s, 70s?
1969 is when the Ekofisk discovery happened. So, it took, 50 years, but they are a very wealthy country with a great economy, and most of that was driven same things for North Dakota.
You know, there's an oil museum that we saw here. You probably saw that when you were here as well. What I found very interesting is that offshore oil drilling is really a completely different universe, isn't it?
Oh, very much so, yes. It's not the same thing we do at all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally, totally. This is fascinating. It was kind of fun to take it all in. Is their production levels going down? Are they going the other way now?
Yeah, they're actually declining at this point, and they've shifted to more natural gas production out of the North Sea, more focus on exploration and production of natural gas for Europe than crude oil. Mm-hmm. So their crude oil production is declining, but their natural gas production increasing, you know, very much like North Dakota's story, huh?
It is amazing. And, of course, much of North Dakota was settled by those from this place, including my wife's grandmother and grandfather, who both came from Timsit, didn't know each other until they got to the States and were there very, very young and ultimately married and settled in Columbus, North Dakota. So actually Battleview, just not far from Columbus. But, you know, the interesting thing now is that all those connections are really amazing. That's why I'm in Timsit today. So having a grand thought. So let's talk.
That name's not familiar. I don't recognize what part of Norway that's from, but is it the Gudbrandsdal Valley? Is it South Central?
All I can tell you is it is about 3.5 hours from Oslo.
Okay.
And up north more towards, you know, not far from the coast. They're not far from the coast here. So I think north of Oslo would be the way to.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But I'm terrible with directions, especially now. GPS has totally gotten rid of my need for knowing directions, right? I just put it in the phone, and I find the place, for crying out loud. let's talk about the latest numbers here. And, by the way, Lynn is here to answer any questions you might have. A great resource for us here, and always interesting for him to talk a little bit about these results. You mentioned we're getting back to growth mode. You've been predicting that for some time, but what does the latest numbers tell us?
So in April, we just held absolutely steady in terms of oil production, and no surprise there. I mean, we were just really beginning to thaw out. One of the things that we found most interesting was that sometime there in April or May, we had a situation where we actually had frost laws on for some of the roads, and it was above 90 degrees ambient temperature, so we had heat laws on for some of the roads, and that just tells you exactly how seasonal temperatures and production are in North Dakota. But oil production held flat, Scott. It was within a half, within 0.05% of the March production. It was high to the revenue forecast, so good news for the revenue folks at the state. And but natural gas production was up 1%. So again, we continue to see rapidly increasing natural gas production, even with flat oil production, and set a new record in terms of the number of wells at 15,490. And again, we came in, ended basically the biennium above revenue forecast on oil prices too. Bit of a struggle with oil prices in June, but we've seen some recovery now, and so you know, happy to report that today it looks like we're getting about $53 a barrel for North Dakota crude oil leaving the well site. So that's a good $4.65 above revenue forecast, and a pretty healthy price, much better than what we saw earlier in the month of June. Rig count's been stable, and so we're continue to see about 120 new wells added to the landscape every month. And we gained a little bit on gas capture. We gained about 1% on gas capture. Of course, we're expecting the big improvement in gas capture to be the end of this year when all of this new infrastructure, there's $2 billion worth of infrastructure going in the ground right now out in western North Dakota to gather and process natural gas. And that will all culminate in December when the $2 billion natural gas liquids pipeline, the Elk Creek pipeline, comes online and relieves that bottleneck for the natural gas processors. So we think we're going to be back inside the box and meeting the industry and industrial commission gas capture goals at the end of this year. So, OPEC is meeting this week over in Vienna, and they're looking at the slowing world economy and some of the trade situations. And so I think they're discussing and seem to be indicating they're going to extend their production cuts so that they keep the supply and demand in balance. And that should be good news for North Dakota producers and mineral owners and the North Dakota tax revenues.
When we come back, I want to ask you a little bit about why production has remained flat. You're predicting the growth, and you obviously talked about the infrastructure to come that's going to happen, but there's always weather in those months. So we'll talk a little bit about, what percentage is playing a part, between those and anything else that might be causing that as well. We'll take a break, come back with more. Any of your questions for Len Helms, welcome. Brought to you today by Go Wireline, Williston, Dickinson, you call, they go. Simple as that. Easily be anywhere in Western North Dakota when you need them on the job. Great place to work, too. GoWireline.com/careers. Find out more about them. More with Lynn Helms after this timeout. Don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited, and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I said, Jim, I want a flag put up my yard, but I said, I do not want foreign material. I'm not afraid to pay the price to get the stuff that's made here. You're offering that. I don't have the time myself to put it up, and I believe you were the reason I was listening that day, and you came on, and I made the phone call, and it worked out great. Jim, this is what I have been looking for. Somebody that's patriotic like I am, that you're not out there doing it just because you want the money. You believe in what you're doing.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By Schwann Buick GMC.com. You know, the red, white, and blue sale been going on through June. I know it's July 1st. It's going to be July 4th real soon. If someone tells me, if you ask, hey, do you have a flag left? They just might have one. If nothing else, check out their big 80-foot one, Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac on the Strip, and Schwann Buick GMC.com.
Let's find out what's happening at DAC Diesel today in Bismarck, where CJ checks in with us regularly. What's the main topic today there, sir?
Well, we got to get a motor grader out of here. I got my top-notch cat guy. He's assembling a C15 cat engine. We just pulled a 5.9 Cummins out of a pickup truck. Everyday projects here. So just go, trying to get a lot of stuff done before the holiday here coming up on Thursday. So we might be around Friday, so not exactly sure. But, you know, if you need to get something in, definitely give us a call. You know, it is Monday still, and we got 3 more days, so.
Exactly. Yeah. I always like asking you what you guys are working on there so that everything we're doing here seems very, very like kindergarten level. I mean, it's much, much, much simpler what we have to accomplish today. But they're going to do it, and they're going to do it well at DAC Diesel, 701-258-5011, 5011, or check them out online at DACDiesel.com. In Bismarck, but servicing diesel vehicles, anything diesel, all over the Northern Plains. Thanks, CJ. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too, Scott, and I'll talk to you on Wednesday.
All right, sounds good. We continue with Lynn Hales from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Questions or comments, welcome for him. Wanted to ask you before the break, I was just talking a little bit about why those production levels have remained steady. You're talking about this big boom coming. Is the majority of that infrastructure? Is it weather impacts? What's causing the sort of level production now with this expected boom to come?
Yeah, Scott, I think you hit on it. The majority of that is infrastructure. Industry is very focused on those gas capture goals, and on, crude oil transportation. And so those two things, have caused them to really kind of limit their growth in production. And we're going to see that until the end of this year when we, clear the capacity constraints for gas gathering and processing. And we're also going to see it as we move forward and we try to sort out this whole oil transportation thing. Great news this last week with the announcement of DAPL, of plans to expand that pipeline, and also the prior week with the announcements that Liberty Pipeline is going to go in. That really will improve the situation for crude oil transportation going forward and takes that worry off the table. With the exception of the business with Washington. But until we can get well into the third quarter here and approach the fourth quarter and really see gas gathering capacity and infrastructure come on, our growth is going to be pretty limited. But once that's in place, we ought to be back really into a very healthy growth mode.
That's certainly good news. And when you talk about growth mode, I love your predictions. You get the infrastructure you just talked about there, the new pipelines, what's coming this summer as well, and what happens? What happens to that curve?
Well, we see that curve really ticking up in 2020 and 2021, where we should be, by middle of 2021, producing between 1.6 and 1.7 million barrels of oil a day. So, again, like I said, we're going to be pressing Norway in terms of it'll be a neck-and-neck race by the early 2020s once we get some of this infrastructure in place and we can start to see growth of, 9,000-10,000 barrels a day each month.
You mentioned...
Go ahead.
Sorry, you mentioned Washington State a while ago, and I know that there is a deadline coming up on that and some litigation coming up on that. What is the latest there?
Yeah, so the latest is that the Washington State legislation passed, and it takes effect July 28th of this year. So the state of North Dakota, the Industrial Commission, decided to pursue legal action against that legislation, and it looks like the best potential for that legal action is to work with the federal authorities who regulate rail transportation and seek a federal preemption of that statute. So that's what we're doing right now. We've been trying to pencil out the impacts of that legislation on the state of North Dakota. Definitely limits our oil transportation going west by the time that legislation would kick in. It could have a negative impact on rail transportation to the west coast of 60,000 barrels a day, and that would impact our producers by, you know, maybe $400,000 a day, which trickles into state revenue reductions as well. So we're not wasting any time. By the time the legislation kicks in, we hope to be working with the PHMSA folks and the Federal Rail Administration on a federal preemption.
Tom, West Fargo, question for Lynn Helms. Go ahead.
Hi, Lynn. I think you pretty much answered that. What I was going to ask you was the West Coast deal. The governor of Washington was really making a problem for Bakken Oil, and if that's getting resolved. And then I guess the second question is, once the pipelines increase and a new one comes online, how much can we reduce the amount going by rail then?
Well, great question, Tom. And actually, we think that the increases in production are going to pretty much keep up with pipeline expansions. And so at least until 2025, we're going to need to maintain or maybe even grow rail capacity. Right now we're shipping about 300,000 barrels a day out by rail, and until 2025 or so, we're going to have to maintain that and perhaps even grow it. At that point, if the big DAPL expansion goes in place, we could reduce that some, but don't forget, the West Coast market, the Washington refinery market, pays $7 a barrel more than any other market on the North American continent. So there's always going to be a need to move crude oil by rail to the Washington market.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Right. I want to quickly get a question in for you, Lynn, as well on Enerplus and a test project they're doing up there. We only have about 45 seconds left, but quickly tell us what you're excited about that.
Well, you know, people think on the gas capture side that there's not a lot going on, but there is one of the most interesting projects on Earth going on up there. It's a pad near Newtown where the gas was being flared. Now 100% of the natural gas is going into electric generators, which are powering computer servers. Those computer servers are doing cloud storage and Bitcoin mining. So North Dakota is on the cutting edge in terms of technology and use of flare gas.
Bitcoin mining.
In Newtown,
and,
North Dakota.
Storage. In Newtown, North Dakota. I love it. That is great. Well, we love that kind of innovation. That's why those tests are so darn important, to push the envelope a little bit. Good folks at Energy and Environment Research Center, EERC, doing a lot of work there. Len, keep up the great work. Thanks for the update. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, God. Bet.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Mineral owners, can you predict the future? Mineral Tracker can. Mineral Tracker is an online app that provides North Dakota mineral owners a simple way to project their future royalty income. Our proprietary algorithms allow us to use current market variables and your mineral ownership to give accurate past income estimates and future projections for your royalty income. When your future is unclear, turn to Mineral Tracker to bring clarity to your financial future. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Officers at one of the busiest southern U.S. border crossings dealing with an angry mob just hours ago. U.S. border agents in Texas say the unruly group of people from El Salvador and Cuba were rushing the port of entry at the border in El Paso. Reports are the agents had to fire tear gas to get the mob to back off. The port of entry has since reopened.
A report in the New York Times claims the White House is considering a deal where North Korea would stop production of new nuclear material in an effort to jumpstart negotiations on denuclearization. The National Security Advisor John Bolton denies the report. Retired Army General Stanley McChrystal says when it comes to North Korea, the U.S. probably should lower its expectations.
If we can maintain stability, I think that's about as good as we get.
And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
What's on your mind? Have you thought about somebody in your community that is representing that Feed the Buffalo spirit? Our friends at Oasis Petroleum have joined us to celebrate that incredible work ethic we have here. I think we tend to take it for granted a little bit around here, you know? But it's something to celebrate. And when you see people that are educating the community in a great way, you know, there's good teachers that just, you know, in every school. And then there's just great, extraordinary teachers. They're kind of teachers that kids talk about long after they have, you know, gray hair. Let's celebrate them. Maybe it's law enforcement. Maybe it's the sheriff. Maybe it's, you know, the mayor. Maybe it's somebody on city commission. Whatever. It doesn't matter the profession. We just want that be the Buffalo spirit where you're going into the storm to take on whatever comes. And if you have somebody like that in your community, please let us know. And you don't have to give us a bunch of detail, but you can say, Sheriff, you know, Todd Mitchell, and he helped me with a flat the other day, and he didn't have to help me with a flat. He could have just drove by, and so I want Sheriff Todd to get a little recognition. We'll take it from there. Simple as that. Just call the Be the Buffalo Oasis Petroleum Hotline at 855-200-1776, extension 6, and tell us a little bit about that, okay? All right. Let's see here. Karen in Fargo has a comment. Karen, what's on your mind? Okay, all right, sorry. Karen dropped off. I apologize for that. I don't have my usual gizmos here, so I'm relying on everybody to tell me in my ear who's here and who's not. Karen was there, but she's not there anymore. We have a little bit of time, so we can talk about whatever you'd like at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We did get a couple of questions that came in later for Senator Kevin Cramer, and they include, let's see here. These are ones that we didn't get a chance to get to, but we'll get you answers in the next show, but I just thought I'd share those. Please tell Senator Cramer that I want the head of the USDA NASS fired. Okay. What does NASS stand for? Anybody remember?
No, I don't. NAS.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'll do the Google.
Yeah.
National Agricultural Statistics Service.
There you go. Okay. All right. So that's probably another complaint about the ag statistics that came out from the corn price. We had a call on that earlier. Somebody was concerned about that. But now they can be fired if this caller gets his way. Ask Senator Cramer how diesel exhaust fluid made its way into agriculture. It's a disaster. Waiting for a response. Diesel exhaust fluid. All right. Here's another. During President Trump's campaign, he spoke in support of the Hearing Protection Act. Now he said he wants to look at banning sound suppressors for firearms. Which is it? I believe he owes gun owners some gratitude for supporting him. He has done little to nothing for us. Hearing more and more and more of that about him and also about the NRA, which he is, you know, well thought of by the NRA, but some folks are less and less thought of by the NRA. Another texter says, guys, my wife works as a civilian contracting officer on a base, so she knows procurement bureaucracy. She believes the Army Corps of Engineers would throw that out, talking about the bid from Fisher Industries, would throw that out because in their minds, doing the project in less time than the Corps estimates is unrealistic. Therefore, the person doing the bidding must not know what they are doing, and the company could not possibly do the work as bid. By the way, it's just a ridiculous philosophy. It sure is. It is one that needs to be ended. And that's what you heard Senator Cramer say. He's going to spend his career fixing it. Ron from Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ron.
I'd just like to bring two things up. One of them was I was thinking about when Kevin Cramer was talking, what if Heitkamp would have won the senator election? I can't imagine. Nothing would have got done in Bismarck. We'd have had no representation. It boggles my mind that he didn't beat her by 90% in our state. And the other thing I'd like to bring up real quick, like, if I could, Scott, is the debate with the Democrats debate, when they all raised their hand wanting free insurance for every minority and illegal coming in, how could you possibly vote for that? Our country is in dire straits. We need to get rid of the Democrats in the worst way.
What they were raising their hand to demonstrate is how much they will pander for a vote, right?
Absolutely.
And obviously they believe that as well. But you're right. You're right to say, okay, just set aside your partisan leanings, whether you grew up a Democrat or grew up a Republican or whatever. Just set aside, you know, your preconceived notions, your built-in biases, and ask yourself if somebody should be able to break the law and then be given free health insurance. If that makes any sense. In other words, it's another incentive. It's like this stupid idea that if you bring a child across the border, you get a free pass in. So you're going to grab any kid you can, whether it's yours or not, as a passport. As Kevin just told us, there was a story of one baby being sold for $85,000. $85,000 because it was a passport. You know, it was a passport in. I mean, all of it together is just, it's insane. It really is.
I just can't imagine if Trump doesn't win the next election, what's going to happen to our country? We're not going to have our own country no more. I'm sorry, but that, I don't really believe that. I have voted Democrat in the past. It's been a while, but I would never vote for a Democrat right now because they did not represent me or my country. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, sadly, the Bernie Sanders effect from the last election has caught on fire. And, you know, they are leaning. I mean, Bill Clinton, you look at Bill Clinton as president. He is a radical, conservative compared to most of the people on that stage. Bill Clinton.
Well, now Bernie, he's talking about he gets in there, he's going to tax our retirement. He's going to take 1% of our retirement. How am I ever going to retire? I'm going to be paying for people's insurance that don't even belong in our country. I believe we got to help people, but we can't change our lifestyle just to make someone else that wants to come here and doesn't even want to become American. They want to bring their politics and they want to bring their ideas here and change us. That's not what our country's about, I don't think.
Well said. Appreciate the call, Ron. Thank you. Others welcome as well at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You know, what's really sad to me is that the policies of Republicans and Democrats for decades are the reason we have the mess at the border. So that to the extent that there are people put in harm's way coming from Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador, we have this ridiculous law that says, yeah, well, you can wait here while you get asylum, and then we'll let you go if we don't do it within 20 days. Oh, what a deal that we can allow them to claim that, right? Now, mind you, never mind the fact they're fleeing, right? They're in harm's way in those countries is what we are led to believe, right? Okay, well, they're in Mexico now. The United States sends a lot of citizens every year on a plane to resorts in Mexico to lay by the beach. It's not a country that is now hostile to these people who've come from El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras. They've got the safe passage they were looking for. If in fact they were fleeing anything. Oh no. We got to make special rules saying, okay, you got all the way through Mexico, but now we're going to bring you in here, and then we don't have the infrastructure to be able to process you quick enough. So we'll let you go, and then hope you come back, and you don't. Now the only way you can say that makes sense is if you are trying to do what you're achieving. If you're trying to achieve this outcome. That's the only way any of that makes sense. More voters, more people dependent on them. Very, very sad. Very, very sad. I don't know any other way to say it. Bob in Jamestown, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Good morning, Scott. I just wanted to give you my opinion. I'm very disappointed in Supreme Court Justice Roberts. I know you're over in Norway, but last week he voted against the citizenship question on the censorship forms. And he's turning out to be another David Souter, I think, picked by the first George Bush. It's terrible, isn't it?
I agree with you on the health care decision, horrible. On this one, his decision, I don't know if it's a cop-out or what, Bob, but he's saying that, the manner in which it was done, the reason that was given for it doesn't pass muster. I don't think he's saying you can't do this. The president can't do it. You can't have the question. From what I've seen, and I am going through the filter of news in Norway, where you get BBC, believe it or not. But you know what I mean? So I don't know that if we totally lost him on this one. I'm mad about it. I think it's ridiculous. I can't believe we waste one penny of money having to go to court to say whether or not it's okay to ask people on a census if they're from the United States or what their citizenship is. Ridiculous.
It really is. Do you have time for one more question?
I do, but I just, do you agree with me? Do you not, I mean.
I agree with you 100%. I just shook my head. I don't know where this country's going. Previous caller said it the most. If the Democrats get in next time, things are going to go bad fast.
I agree. What's your other question?
My other question is, I listened to Bud Sexton last night on this same radio station, and he played quotes from Clinton and Obama about the immigration things and about how when they were president, they were going to have everybody get kicked out of here that aren't citizens, and they're just how disgruntled they each were as president about how what it was costing all these states where these people were flooding in illegally. And the Democrat Party's figured out now with all these people here. He made a statement last night, Bud Sexton did, said that if Texas, the state of Texas, goes blue because of all the illegal immigrants, and if they can vote away, we'll never elect another Republican president, and that scared the living daylights out of me.
I know. I think it's. I think we're. And the thing is, it's not easy. But I would love to have a conversation, an honest to goodness, reasonable conversation like you and I are having here right now. Okay. And say to anybody on the left that if you think it's a better way to have the government control everything in your life, do you have any idea what you're giving up in the way of freedom? I don't understand the mindset that says, I want to be taken care of by my government. I want to pay higher taxes so they do everything. I just don't, that's so foreign to me. And, it's almost like that's the biggest worry, that mindset is winning the day more and more. That's the sad part to me.
I agree.
Well, we'll just keep fighting and trying to have those conversations, and because it's not as simple as just vote for my guy, vote for my guy. It's why do you vote for that guy? Can we talk about that? Can we talk about what motivates you in that regard? All right, we're going to talk about a simpler way of life when we come back on What's On Your Mind. What I've seen here in Norway. More after this.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking Karen George.
It's not every day somebody buys a house, and buying a house is a big deal and a big decision. And when you can help someone who came from nothing, who didn't have great credit, and now they've got great jobs and they're making great money, and you can help them see that, look, you could actually have the American dream. You could own a home. That's a big deal. You know, that's a big deal. And it's so good to be part of that.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com. Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. This whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
What's on your mind? Chinset, Norway. Not the biggest place in Norway, but boy, is it fun. Fun in the sense that it's just a very, you know, sort of laid-back kind of way of life that is pretty special. Just like our small towns. I mean, Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks are all made up of people from somewhere else in North Dakota for the most part anyway, right? So there's a lot of that small-town living that makes its way through the great state of North Dakota. I want to talk about that in just a minute after I tell you about High Plains Apache, home of the Apache sprayer, the gold standard of sprayers, the best of the best. I mean, that sprayer is like your best friend. I mean, you're using that like crazy, right, just to try and keep things in check. And when you spray that much, you want support from folks that really know spray application. And honestly, nobody knows it like High Plains Apache, because that's what they do. They just sell you sprayers and spray application parts. They have new models in now. The new 40 series is great. New look, new features. Financing, leasing available. They'll take care of you there, work with you there. And there are some used sprayers on hand as well. And, of course, any kind of parts you might need. High Plains Apache, Mandan, 663-2375, or in Frontier, south of Fargo. Or online at highplainsapache.com. Mandan, home to what many would say is the world's best July 4th celebration. I don't know that anybody does it better than Mandan, the parade and everything else. West Fargo would probably argue they're pretty good too. I would love to be able to be talented enough to be at both at the same time so I could fairly compare them, because you really pretty much think the best one in the state is the one you're at. And those two are really, really good. There's no doubt about it. What I wanted to say about life in Norway after this 2+ weeks here that I've been here, coming back on July 4th, is, you know, going through community after community, you don't see a part of town that has, you know, like four stall garages and, you know, big motor homes and, you know, and then a part of the town where there's a little, you know, more modest house. Most of the houses here are relatively small. They're not huge. I would say, I don't know, you know, probably average of 1,000 square feet. And we were talking with some of our relatives here about going up to their mountain cabin. They said, do you want to go? I said, sure, I'd love to go. What do you do up there? Well, we hike and, you know, we go down to a river and fish and sleep so well and everything. But they said, but you know, there's no electricity. What? There's no electricity. There's no running water. They're still using outhouses in their mountain cabins and no electricity. And you know what? They love it. Of course, in some parts of Norway, you don't need electricity because you can see as the sun's up, you know, morning, noon, and night. But, you know, I really see when I'm here, this is my second trip here, I see a stock of people. I don't know a better term than that, a character of people, a way of life that really built the foundation for what a lot of people in North Dakota and Minnesota, I think Minnesota has the biggest, has more Norwegians in Minnesota than there are in Norway now. You know, I mean, a lot of them settled. Northfield, Minnesota, down around that area. Western Minnesota as well. And we could learn something from them. And that is that you don't need bigger this, bigger that. Isn't, you know, one more of that, one more of this. And, you know, I mean, you look at our lake cabins now. My gosh. They're not, you know, they're estates, for crying out loud. And I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm not turning into a, you know, I think capitalism is great. I'm just saying how we use it. You know, sometimes we have to think about maybe to make it just a little bit simpler way of life. They live along here. They have good lives, good people. And, you know, it's you can tell that much of what we are came from here. And that part's kind of fun. So I just thought I'd share my 2 cents on this trip. Tim in South Dakota has a question or a comment. Next on What's on Your Mind, go ahead, Tim. I'm not hearing Tim. Okay. Karen in Fargo is who we're going to go to now. Karen, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello. I'd like to ask a question ahead of time for Kevin Kramer. I liked it that we temporarily suspended sanctions in Iran for them suspending their nuclear capability. Would Kevin Kramer like this to be reinstated?
Well, first of all, you should know, Karen, that while that was the agreement on paper, there also was that same agreement that allowed them to build back up in later years. So essentially, it was sort of a sham. You know, they were agreeing not to do anything for a little while, and then they cranked back up. So we didn't get much in the way of protection. So I will certainly ask Senator Kramer his thoughts about, you know, where we go from here with Iran. But that deal was a stinker. Karen, just so you know.
Well, thank you for asking him the question.
Do you agree it was a stinker?
No, I liked I liked it when they set it up, but now I am curious what Kevin Kramer thinks we should do in the future.
Well, I definitely will ask him, but I'm saying I want to know what you think. I mean, you think a deal that, again, I don't blame you for thinking it was this deal that reduced, you know, there was this big drawdown, but the details in the actual thing they signed allowed them to ramp back up. So, in other words, we would have given up much and gave them a whole bunch of money to build things. Do you know the Iranians are responsible for a lion's share of the terror that they finance terrorism? They make IEDs, is improvised explosive devices that have killed our soldiers, Karen?
I believe that Iran is a problem, but I also believe that we could have dealt with that ramp up later.
That's called kicking the can down the road. That's happened for far too long. I disagree. I'm glad the president did what he did, but I appreciate you calling. Heidi Heitkamp, by the way, voted for that. Yes, she did. At the time, I said, wow, that one's going to be hard to explain. And it was, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.